That's right, Big Eric Phil Podcast number 84. It's that time again. Dance, puppets, dance. In other words, protest. But it's not adults doing the protesting. It's students!
We are live covering the national walkout. Students at thousands of schools all across the country leaving
class. Because I know TV cameras are there.
On gun control. That is the scene
they could give
D.C.
two fucks
right
about
now.
Gun control.
Crowd, huge crowd growing outside the White House.
And it is really a sight to see all over the country. And it is hard to believe that this morning marks exactly 1 month since that massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. That shooting has sparked a nationwide call to action.
All the other shootings didn't matter.
More than 3,000 walkouts are planned.
Today, thousands of students and teachers are leaving their classrooms for 17 minutes to remember the 17
Looks like they're out there all day to me.
Parkland.
These are all the kids that haven't discovered sex yet.
To Manhattan, New York.
As a student, I am sick and tired.
I guarantee the cheerleaders are not protesting.
To Littleton,
nor the
Colorado,
football team.
Side of the Columbine massacre.
How do we want? Gun control.
And in the heart of the nation's capital, students walked out of classrooms.
We are the robots. We are the robots. We are the robots.
Come on.
We, the students of the United States.
Dude, you are so not getting laid from this.
All of you in Congress. If you
He's
don't
a
give
brother.
Us stricter background checks, you will pay dearly at the ballot box.
You're not old enough to vote.
In Washington, students turned their backs on the White House.
We are the robots. We are the robots. We are the robots.
Joined outside the Capitol by lawmakers walking out in solidarity.
All the Democrats were.
Grieving in Florida.
Oh, shut up.
And now you are
imagine politicians using this to their advantage.
To grief.
We're gonna win! We're gonna win!
See?
In Washington, D.C.,
if you can speak, speak! If you can march, march!
Young people wanted their voices heard.
Like they're on social
Kate
media
Whitman
all day.
Organized her school walkout in New York City.
Oh, she must
we
be a load of
this
laughs.
In the 60s and the 70s with MLK.
Oh, bitch, don't Vietnam even compare this to MLK. How dare you,
right
rotten white bitch.
History.
The fuck out of here.
We will not sit in classrooms with armed teachers.
You'll sit wherever you're told.
We are the robots. Because we are the robots. We are the robots.
Well, I hope you kids had fun out there. Tell a kid he gets to leave class. Of course, he'll hold up whatever sign you tell him to hold up. Hey, I got out of class. Hey, TV cameras are here. Cool. You take away the cameras and there would be no protests, all right? These punks would be back in the fucking classroom. Remember when you were in high school? How happy you were for any reason to get out of class? Whether it be some stupid assembly in the gym or a fucking fire drill. Fire drills are the best. You get to go outside. You get to go outside and smoke behind the gym, right? So when word got out that, hey, everybody's going to get out of class for 17 minutes, of course kids are going to jump on it. You could write up any fucking sign. They'll hold it for you. The fucking robots, the puppets. But they're out of class. I guarantee you asked 99 out of 100 of these motherfuckers, why are you out here? Dude, I don't know, enough or something. That's the hashtag for this. Hashtag enough. Enough of what? Enough fucking protests. How about that? And these kids that are at the podium, particularly in the Washington, D.C. footage I've looked at, actors. Come on, this kid I'm looking at is a fucking 5 o'clock shadow. Is he supposed to be 16? Get the fuck out of here. He's looking like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future 3, for Christ's sakes. Actors. Bullshit. All of this. Bullshit. Staged, choreographed, on every goddamn network. Fucking kids are spelling enough on the football field. That's what they showed at Granada Hills High here in L.A. Out in the valley. Enough. Yeah, that was spontaneous. That wasn't perfectly choreographed by the drama teacher or somebody. or by Channel 2 or one of the news stations. Hey, guys, spell enough on the football field. We'll have a helicopter fly over it. Get footage of it. If there was no promise of TV coverage, these kids would still be in class. They would still be in class. Kids don't give a fuck about politics. Most adults don't give a fuck about politics, me included. I'm tired of it already. Everything that happens, everybody blames Trump. It's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. I don't like Donald Trump more than the next guy, but not everything is Trump's fault. I'm a fuck up, but it's Trump's fault. Toys R Us is closing. It's Trump's fault. That piece of shit has been bankrupt for fucking years. Should have closed in 1980 along with Montgomery Ward's. Now, getting back to the walkout and why I think it's just a bunch of attention whoreism, here's some student activist from Salt Lake City who led the walkout effort in Salt Lake City. Now, this guy is wearing a chick's black wig and makeup, and we're supposed to take this seriously. Holy fuck.
What's your name, and who are you, and where are you out here today?
And what are
My
you?
My name's Ermia Fanayan. I am a student
Dude,
organizer
fucking what?
For March for Our Lives.
My name is Joe. Get the fuck
I'm
out of here.
I'm currently leading our walkout portion of the march. And today I am
He's standing in front of an empty school.
The performing arts.
I don't even think he goes to this fucking school. It has anything to do with it. I think he's a freak. Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen at 10 o'clock today?
He almost got ran over by a car because he's standing in the middle of a parking lot.
Classrooms and heading over to the football field to express their dissent.
To express
how tired they are of these mass shootings.
Leave Britney alone! I was wondering where that guy went.
Mm-hmm. What can be done after this walkout is over?
Nothing.
From here?
Nowhere.
What we plan to do is establishing legislation.
Dude, you're in fucking Utah, one of the most conservative states in the country. Get the fuck out of here. What are you even doing there?
How
have you not been arrested?
Is register to vote.
Speaking of which, there's a cop car that just pulled up behind him.
And I also am
And he's very nervous about it.
Congressmen and women and state legislators to express why they are tired of school shootings and how we can change it.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
What the fuck? Who the fuck is this guy, thing, girl, whatever? What is he doing in front of this school?
I'm a student activist.
No, you're from that fucking school. He's probably like Herbert the pervert, waiting for the children's to come out.
Ooh, I like that one.
You know, the funny thing is, there's a whole team of reporters there to interview this one weirdo. As if she's important, he's important, it's important. And now the tranny activist is ready to head out to the football field. And of course, she's doing a little stage direction and orders the cameras to come over there with her. Hey, look what I did. Look what I did.
Come on, guys. This is very important for humanity.
Well, let's check in with the students. I'm sure this fine group of students are passionate about the issues. Right? Well, just a bunch of average high school kids who have no idea what's going on. People are telling them to back up, to join hands. They don't know why. What the fuck are they doing? They just know it's a protest. It's a nationwide protest. They're out there. They have no choice but to be out there. Yeah, it's a big party. Hey, we're outside. We're not in the classroom. Woo! Yeah, it's a party. Protesting stuff. Yay! Let me get on the phone. They'll take selfies. Yay! What is happening? Did you hear that, kid? What is happening? Exactly. What is happening? This is the raw footage you don't see on mainstream TV. They just show you little clips that make it look like the kids are all down with this nonsense. All that carefully staged, choreographed nonsense. See, nobody's come out here yet to direct these kids on what to do. They're just standing in a big fucking line around the track. And again, somebody keeps pushing them back. They don't know why. They're all looking around like they're bored out of their fucking mind. And by the way, 17 minutes is a long time in high school. 17 minutes seems like 3 hours.
Okay, like, do I stand here or, like, do I stand there? I don't know. Why are we standing here in the first place? Why are there people over there? Why aren't we over there? That's the cool side of the field.
We're losers because we're over here. Not one of them are holding signs. Not one of them's chanting anything. None of them know what the fuck is going on! This is how you know this whole thing was bullshit. Oh, sure, the kids all walked out of class around the country, but not none of them knew why. Only the few dweebs, you know, the few honor roll students might have been let in on it. They're the ones that are going to let in front of the microphone. Either that or the actors that they've hired. The poorly cast actors, I might add. Listen to these kids. They don't know why they're out there. They don't even want to be out there. But it beats being in class, don't it? That's some organization, you tranny nut. Well, let's see. Did they interview any of these fucking dumb kids?
Can I get your name and why you're out here today?
Maggie, and I'm out here just to support.
Maggie's a big fat chick with purple hair.
Okay.
Purple hair chicks love protests, don't they?
Safety for what? Like, can you give me a little more details? How did the shootings in Florida affect you?
The shootings in Florida just affected me in the way that I thought about, well, that could happen to us any day. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like this is why.
What about any of the other shootings before it?
Is to just make aware that our safety is the most important thing for us.
Then why are you outside? The safer place would be in the classroom.
Still just make it aware, have talks, have seminars. Maybe go through our security systems, even at our own schools, and rethink our plans of attack if this ever happens to any of us ever again, which it will, which is really sad.
Well, gee, thanks, Miss Sunshine.
I am not. I'm 17.
Well, how creepy is that? Are you 18? Oh, I hope so.
Okay. Let me get your sign.
Oh, here's the sign that we gave you to hold up, something about the NRA. Here, I need that sign back so I give it to the next kid. That's studio property. All right, well, they're done with her. Now they're moving on to see if there's any other dopey kid they can interview. Nope. Gee, nobody looks really interested here. What a shock. Nope. Oh, you're some douche from the local paper. Yeah, who cares? Nope. Oh, here's our tranny friend with his little megaphone. Looks like a little Fisher-Price piece of shit. You can barely hear him. And cue the overacting.
Gina Bonatoto, 14 years old.
Sounds exactly like the Leave Britney Alone guy, I'm telling you.
17 years old.
He's reading out the list of people that are killed. Yeah, that's a novel idea. Nobody cares. Clearly, nobody cares. Look at these kids. They don't care. They're not even looking at you. She managed to get three kids to stand behind her holding sides. And they have this look like, can I put the shit down now? I mean, what the fuck am I doing? I could do that too. It's easy. By the way, nobody except for the 50 people standing right in front of her can hear anything she's saying. He's saying. Everybody's all over the fucking place, going about their business, texting, talking, not paying attention.
Yeah.
There's like five girls standing there who think she's just adorable. The tranny student's adorable. Man, well, these guys are looking at it like, who the fuck is this thing and why are we here listening to it? Now some other kids are coming over because they see a TV camera there, of course.
To demand that justice. Our politicians have abdicated their responsibility.
Oh, protect us. You're fine. Look at all the smiling white kids there.
Our politicians are the ones who must keep us safe. Today, all of my fellow students staying here with me today, arm in arm, to protest.
Arm in arm? Only about 10 of them, maybe. Just because you said so. The rest of them are just kind of milling around like there ain't shit going on. This fucking weak attempt to get on local TV. You didn't see any of this footage on the national news. Hell no. Kids standing there bored out of their minds. Too many smiles in a protest about gun violence, would you say? Doesn't look like a protest to me. It looks like an average fire drill. People just all over the football field. People are making a weak attempt. The coaches, the teachers are making a weak attempt to get the kids to stand in a particular place. Whatever. I mean, these are all the C students. These aren't the honor roll kids. Honor roll kids are going to be front and center in front of the cameras. And of course, you get all the online whiners. Oh, these kids are so brave. You need to listen to these kids. You haven't seen this footage I'm looking at. Listen to these kids. They're just standing there like robots. We are the robots. I mean, come on, man. Oh, yeah, they're so brave. What are we doing out here? Remember that the kid said, what are we doing out here? Exactly. You haven't been briefed. You're not allowed to know what you're doing out there. We'll tell you what you're doing out here when it's time to know what you're doing out here. You little shits. Well, congratulations. You all got on TV. You all got recognized. And everything's going to change for the better, right? No, it never does. This is fucking bullshit. It's a waste of fucking time. You fucking morons! You sheep, you puppets, you robots. You just wanted to get out of class, all right? You give a fuck about this nonsense. You don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck. And I got news for you. Your government also doesn't give a fuck. As a matter of fact, they're responsible for most of these shootings, all right? Nothing's going to change. Trump is still going to be the fucking president. Get on with your lives. Get your little asses back in class and learn nothing like you usually do. And just on a side note, you know how YouTube has videos that are sort of related to the one you're looking at? I'm talking about the PC version of YouTube. They have little thumbnails on the right of the screen. There's one that caught my eye by ABC News. It says, Vacation Nightmare, Sun, Sand, Prostitutes? And in the thumbnail picture, they show three ordinary black chicks walking down the beach. Like, what are you saying, ABC News? And they're not even dressed like hoes, you know? They're not even wearing a beach attire, swimsuits on the beach. One of them's got jeans on, one's just got regular shorts on, one of them's wearing a dress. But what are you saying, ABC News? All black women are hoes? Is that what you're saying? Fuck, I might have to look at this story now. Now you've caught my interest. Let's check this out. Thanks, ABC News, because I had no idea what I was going to do next. What do you got
for me? Still looking for that last-minute summer getaway bargain? When it comes to vacation deals that sound too good to be true, it's tempting to jump.
Yeah, no shit. That's why I don't use shit like that. I usually go directly through the hotel, through the airline, through the rental car agency. You can get some good deals. You just look for them for a minute.
Can be a little
people don't want to do the homework,
expectations
though.
In tonight's Nightline Investigates.
All right, what about the hoes? What about the hoes? So this is obviously some kind of sweet spot fluff piece.
It certainly didn't look like what I would consider a tough assignment. I
hate this cheesy music they always use. It's like that reality show music. It's probably the same fucking music.
About to leave me again.
Public domain shit.
I hadn't even unpacked from my honeymoon when a day later,
bring a little snorkel gear.
There I was heading for a beach hotel in the Dominican.
So this ABC
Republic.
Producer and a couple other producers
we were about to learn it's possible
are about to head
to
the Dominican.
Off the beaten path.
When Dominican's a shithole. Everybody knows that. Come on, what are you doing?
From sketchy to scary in less than 48 hours.
Why do you think so many baseball players are getting out of the Dominican?
Groupon is trusted for its quality discounts and signature getaways. A 10-day tour of Machu Picchu. Two romantic nights at Niagara Falls.
Fuck all that shit.
A 6-day wine tour of Northern Italy.
6 days? Fuck
you
that.
You find great reviews for all of them. But tucked away among
yeah, them
they
don't, is the they don't list the bad ones.
Two nights in a junior suite at the all-inclusive Don Juan Beach Resort in a small town called Boca Chica.
Shit, how dumb are you if you fall for this nonsense?
Here we are.
This is all geared toward New Yorkers that never get out of the city and don't know about the rest of the world.
I try to make sure I was getting the room I was promised on Groupon.
This story's about 5 years old, but it still holds up today. I thought this was about hoes. Come on. That's what I'm waiting for here.
Groupon had claimed that Eric and I were getting 44% off on our rooms. Junior suites, each for $173 a night. But my other producer, Osrin, he booked a deluxe room directly through the hotel for $100.
Exactly, that's how you do it.
But when we got to our rooms,
it's the Dominican Republic edition of Cribs. So welcome to my junior suite. They say this is a junior suite.
Junior suite, yeah, you're the Dominican. That's a fucking junior suite. A two-bed fucking room in a hotel. That's a junior suite in the Dominican. Deal with it. You're lucky you didn't get a regular room. Would have been in a closet somewhere.
Right, because I don't even have a sink. No, I got a sink. No sink. We don't have plumbing. It's definitely not a junior suite.
Yeah, you're not in New York City anymore. Come on.
Still puzzled, we headed off to the Don Juan beachfront.
Stop with this cheesy garage band music. God damn.
Vendors are non-stop.
Really? People sell you shit? Imagine that. Yeah, that's what happens when you go to Mexico. Everybody's trying to sell you everything. Come on, they see a bunch of gringos. Of course they're going to walk up to you. They think you have your money.
You know, whether it's CDs or peanuts or towels, the people who are just walking around clearly selling something, but they don't have a product. Well, actually, they did. You can literally buy sex on the beach here.
There we go.
And I'm not talking about the cotton.
Oh, there's the three women walking by who aren't even hoes. They were just there.
My attention. I'm just going to talk to them. And so while it took an hour to check in, within 15 minutes of settling into our lounge chairs, we're deep into a conversation about having this woman spend a little quality time with Osren.
And this is Oz.
Her name
He's
is
gay.
Carolina. He says...
Carolina.
$90. For what? For 2 days?
Or for one day.
For one day.
$90 for a night? It's pretty fucking cheap. Right? It is a Dominican, though, so you don't know what you're getting. You certainly don't know what you're going to leave with.
I read some reviews online that they talked about like prostitution being a problem in this area. Is that, have you heard of that?
Prostitution's legal there. It's not a problem. It's only a problem for stuffy Americans. Why is it prostitution legal here, for Christ's sakes? Imagine how much fucking revenue the government can make.
But that night at the Hotel Fiesta, we observed as some of the hotel guests mingled with the Don Juan staff, including this woman. Earlier, we'd spotted
Isn't that the check-in chick?
Don Juan
She's a hoe at night. These people work hard. They people work hard over here.
Wardrobe malfunction.
It's like that bit they used to do on Living Color, the Headleys, the West Indian family.
The guest she was with
hey, ma, I'm a policeman. I'm a fireman. I'm a banker. I'm a taxman. I'm a doctor. I'm a dentist. And I watch Rob Reiner movies.
Could have used a few extra that night when I turned down my bed covers. So I just pulled back.
Ew, dirty sheets.
In the bed that's not mine. That's not really what bothers me.
Never mind the cover. I always throw that fucker right off the bed. Oh, there's a cum stain on the sheets. Oh, that's nasty, dude. You're in the fucking Dominican and somebody's fucking in the next room.
We can't let you hear all of it, but...
Yeah, the bed squeaking's okay, but the moaning has to be cut out. Like we don't know what's going on there.
It is now 3 o'clock in the morning.
The children might be watching. They might be confused.
Outside, and because of the state of the mattress, I'm sleeping or trying to sleep in a rather precarious position.
Yeah, the chair and the couch. Those are much cleaner.
Headboard. And then instead of using the blanket, I'm trying to cover myself up with some pants that I brought. And then rather than sleep anywhere with the
You're in paradise.
Two pillows down here, and then it leads to where I've tried to create a pillow out of the lumpy clothes in my suitcase. So this is how I'm going to try and sleep for at least a few more hours. You can see why I'm very concerned about being able to sleep here another night.
I can
because
see.
It's like...
They have no problem drinking out of the glasses. I'm sure those are dirty, too.
Bad, Lindsay. That's not a good stain.
We can't say what the stain is.
Prostitution was hard to get away from. While Osren was out getting shots of the hotel sign on the Don Juan property, he was approached by this guy.
Tengo la chica. Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful lady. Beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful women.
Maybe
later. I have no time.
Okay, what time?
I don't know.
But soon, our team would see just how easy it was to get lured into a more dangerous situation here in Boca Chica.
Man, they're on his ass now. They got three guys trying to say, hey, man, fuck these hoes, will you? Wow, wow, wow. Well, there you go, New Yorkers. The world's a dangerous place. So just stay in that little $3,000 a month fucking closet you live in with the cockroaches. Much cleaner than the Dominican fucking Republic. For God's sakes. Now, speaking of traveling, you already know my utter hatred of people that cling on to emotional support animals. Well, that brings me to the outrage story of the week.
Social media outrage over this picture. A family's French bulldog puppy dead in its carrier.
By the way, that's not a carrier. That's just a bag. A carrier is the plastic thing with the cage in front of it that you put down in cargo.
Multi-hour flight. The dog belonged to a mother traveling with two young children.
No, she already sucks without the dog. So she has two little kids and a dog. Fuck you.
Extended into the aisle. Witnesses posted online, the passenger explained there was a dog in the bag, but the flight attendant insisted it go in the overhead.
I'll bet she didn't say there was a dog in the bag.
She did not realize the pet was inside.
Flight attendant was just doing her job.
Says this is a tragic accident.
Hey. Your shit's on the floor, put it up there.
Adding, pets should never be placed in the overhead bin.
Pets should never be on the fucking airplane in the first place!
Tragedy.
Sick of this!
Our deepest condolences to the family and are committed to supporting them.
Oh,
just this month,
that.
United and Delta limited what animals are allowed in the cabin.
There should be zero animals.
Like a flyer trying to bring on an emotional support peacock.
Peacock lady!
A dog in a carrier that fits under the seat is typically allowed.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
United says it is thoroughly investigating to keep something like this from ever happening again. But this is just the latest PR nightmare for the airline. Remember, last year, a passenger was bloodied.
Anybody should already know United sucks, especially after taking over Continental, which also sucked.
Has not commented. Jeff?
Oh, the family hasn't commented? Well, apparently, they have. And by the way, the mother does not speak English. Her daughter has to interpret for her. How sad is that? The kids know English and Spanish. The mother just knows Spanish. Go fuck yourself.
He was a really special dog, and it's just sad how the way he has to just leave.
For 11-year-old Sofia Ceballos and her mother, Catalina Robledo, Coquito, a French bulldog puppy, was a part of the family.
Yeah, any dog is part of the family. This one wasn't special.
Everywhere we went.
On the United Airlines flight from Houston
to New York.
Learn
to speak English, Mom. Jesus Christ, your kids could do it.
Put her dog in this carrier, but struggled to get it under the seat in front of her. The family says a flight attendant insisted the bag and Coquito inside go in the overhead bin.
My mom's like, it's a dog, it's a dog, he can't breathe there. And she's like, it doesn't matter. She felt the dog and she put him up there.
The family says they heard Coquito barking for 2 hours.
Oh, that's great. That's great for your fellow passengers. Bring a barking dog on there.
A lot of turbulence.
Jesus Christ.
We weren't allowed to stand up.
When the flight was over, they found Coquito had died. A fellow passenger posted this photo of the puppy saying, my heart broke with theirs.
Oh, mind your own fucking
he was
business.
Gone.
My mom was crying. She was like, screaming there, looking at him.
In a statement, United says this was a tragic accident.
Whenever a story like this is blown way out of proportion, I tend to think bullshit.
We express our deepest condolences.
There is no
tug at America's heartstrings once again.
Retired airline captain.
It's been a month since the shooting. Let's have this bullshit go on.
Is dangerous for any live animal.
That's why you shouldn't bring them on the airplane.
And,
hello? Anybody home?
Oxygen, and if there's not enough oxygen in the first place, that just makes it worse.
Coquito's family hopes others learn from his death.
Yeah, if don't bring your fucking dog on the plane.
Just don't want this to
or your baby,
to
for that
other
matter.
People.
A flight attendant told the airline she didn't realize there was a dog in the bag. She's been described
so,
as
wait a minute. Did they tell
the
her there was a dog, or did they not tell her there
French
was a dog?
Bulldogs, because they have a short nose. They can have difficulty breathing or have less efficient breathing. Also, the animals are easily stressed, which can speed up their need to breathe.
Oh, I'm sure their owners knew that information, did they? Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. I do not have any sympathy for these people. She's already got two young children, one of them a baby, and a barking dog. I already say fuck you to that. You know what they need to do? There need to be surcharges. $100 for each baby. Another $200 for each barking fucking dog. I tell you what, you charge these motherfuckers more money, they will not be flying. They'll take the goddamn train or the bus where they fucking belong. Everybody's so outraged. People are outraged online about two main things. Whatever happens to two main things. Puppies and children. All right? Anything regarding puppies or children, everybody gets all weepy. Oh, the airline should be sued. This is the worst thing. I am so outraged. I'm never going to fly United, even though I've never flown United in my life. I'm outraged and I'm going to boycott United because a little fucking puppy died. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I'm sick of animals on airplanes. Sick of it and fucking tired of it. And these people need to fucking stop. Charge them up the ass. They won't be bringing no more of their fucking animals on the fucking plane. Yeah, your little dog is so cute. I hope he barks during the entire 3-hour flight. That would really make my day. These fucking narcissistic bastards, they think everybody thinks their little puppy is just
precious weshes.
No, we're not all dumb broads like you! I'm sick of dogs on planes. I'm sick of animals on planes. I'm sick of fucking babies on planes. I'm sick of people altogether. How awesome is it when you have a half-empty flight? Doesn't happen very often. Depends on when you fly. Isn't it awesome when nobody sits next to you and you can stick your leg under that middle seat? Ah. But this fucking bullshit, she's already got a whole family on there with her and a dog. Why are you flying? Why do you think everybody else wants to put up with your nonsense? The whole world is outraged about things they have no control over and have sympathy for people they are never going to fucking meet. Why? So they could get attention themselves, so they could get likes on Facebook, and likes on Twitter, and retweets. They want to be the first to express their sympathies toward the strangers. Why? Why do you care? Do you have to be publicly outraged about everything? Is that cool? Hey, look at me. I'm outraged. Hey, so am I. I'm outraged. Hey, let's make a Facebook group. People are outraged by dead dogs on the plane. We already have 50,000 members. You ever try reasoning with these people? Forget it. It can't happen. It's like talking to the wall. I went on there and said, well, maybe people should bring their fucking animals on the plane. Oh, how can you say that, you monster? Of course, these are all the people with emotional support animals, so I know the intellect I'm dealing with here. Well, you know what? Fuck all you people. I will leave you with this fucking song. Memorize it.
Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppy's days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Dead puppies. Dead, 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 dead. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
One more time for Roman Reska.
Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
It's the Dr. Demento Show! Yeah, that's right. Some of you old enough to remember that. Dead Puppies was always the number one song next to Fish Heads.
Fish Heads, Fish Heads, Willy Polly Fish Heads, Fish Heads, Fish Heads, eat them up, yum!
It didn't take much to make us laugh back then, but at least we were laughing. At least we could joke about things. Can you imagine if somebody came out with a Dead Puppies song now? They would be fucking lynched! By the tolerant left. All right, moving on. Another thing that happened this past week, it was International Women's Day. Actually, it was last week on the 8th. But they made sure you knew about it. They were marching. There were hashtags. That's right. International Women's Day has turned into some kind of holiday now. I don't see it on the calendar. It's another one of these hashtag holidays like National Pancake Day or National Dress Up Like a Fire Hydrant Day or whatever the fuck. It's meaningless, all right? But the media is all the fuck over it, and so is corporate America. this time in the form of McDonald's.
At first, it looked like a huge prank, but the golden arches at this McDonald's in Linwood has been flipped upside down for a very good reason.
Oh, isn't that clever?
The world will mark International Women's Day tomorrow, and the fast food chain is
so
using
now it's a W for women.
To spotlight
okay.
that occasion.
KCAL looks like Tom a pair of sagging boobs, actually, when you look at it.
The story, Tom.
Hi there, Elsa. Yeah, this is definitely not a prank. It's meant to be a very positive gesture. Take a live look. It kind of
yeah,
is
let's celebrate all the fatzos that eat at McDonald's.
The arches turns upside down. It's just at this franchise, as far as we know here in Linwood. But some people say it's making a big difference.
No, it's not.
In Paris, the Eiffel Tower.
We were nothing until we saw this big W in the middle of Linwood.
Women's Day, a larger than life symbol, perhaps quite the contrast.
Also, the uniforms are flipped around, the W, the flag is turned upside down, the W.
Upside down. Likely it will go unnoticed to much of the world, but to 19-year-old Cynthia Longoria, who lives and works here, she appreciates the gesture.
That's amazing. I mean, as a female, you know, in a low-income family from a minority, it's great to see.
Well, whose fault is that?
Not only my gender, but in my neighborhood, it feels awesome.
Cynthia says
it feels awesome
for
because there's a big W in the middle of the neighborhood.
I think about it a lot because I think every day is International Women's Day.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Women, this world wouldn't be going around, and that's just the reality.
No, the world would still be going around.
Is a communications
hate to break it to you.
Working at a fast food restaurant to help put herself through school. Her mother is her hero.
This is my daughter.
My mother is a very hardworking woman.
My dad. Where's my dad?
I love my daughter.
Where's my dad?
To Rancho Cucamonga and back. And she's my idol. She's my everything. So to me, every day is Women's Day because of her, because of how much I love her.
A mother who also beams with pride.
I love when people try to explain why that's important. They can never do it.
Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. I love her a lot. That's why. The more we have things like this, I feel like those are smaller steps to a bigger picture. And every little step counts.
Shut up. Shut up. It's a W. It means nothing. It's a female manager's stupid idea that will quickly be forgotten about. By the way, how much did it cost to change the sign? Not like you just flip that thing upside down. You have to take it apart and reattach it. That probably cost a pretty penny. Just so some dopey broads could feel better about themselves because there's a W in the middle of Linwood at a McDonald's. Yeah, let's celebrate the fine, attractive women that frequent McDonald's, shall we? Get the fuck out of here with this nonsense.
Well, the M must stand for men, so we flip it around. It's women now!
No, it's still McDonald's. Now it's a W, and it says McDonald's. Now it doesn't make sense. Only thing it reminds me of is Whack Arnold's, the fucking Dave Chappelle sketch. But really, is this big W really that empowering? Did you feel you were a failure in life until you saw this big W say, "Hey, I'm a woman. I'm proud to be a woman because of this big W in Linwood." Jesus Christ. Maybe every corporate name with a W should just stand for when Walmart has a W in it. What about A&W? What about VW? Yeah, just anything with a W just stands for women from now on. Will that shut you up? Will that make you fucking morons happy? Turn all the M's upside down, make them W's. Why not? Just go all out. Fucking A, man. Well, speaking of dopey changes to dopey things, my favorite place in the world, Disneyland. Of course, that was sarcasm, if you couldn't pick that up by now. They are making some radical changes to one of their main attractions, Pirates of the Caribbean. Again? Haven't they PC'd that ride up enough? For those who don't know about the ride, Pirates of the Caribbean, never mind the stupid movies, forget those. The ride was a lot of fun when you're a kid, and it's a great way to cool off because it's a water ride, all right? It's indoors, heavily air-conditioned, feels great when it's 90 degrees outside and you're standing in line all day. But this Pirates of the Caribbean, you're in a boat, and you float past various scenarios, of course, involving pirates. Well, there's one scene toward the end that has everybody in an uproar, apparently. And this is the part where the pirates are auctioning off the wedges. All right? It's been there forever. It's been there since the 50s. And this was something that happened back then. But in the last 20 years or so, we've gotten so politically correct that we can't handle these mechanical characters on a ride. All right? So in the late 90s, they changed something. When you get past the auction scene, there's a scene of the pirates chasing the women in a circle, just going around and around. And what they did was they put food in the wench's hands, so it made it seem like the pirates were chasing after the food and not the wenches. That was PC step number one. And that's lasted a good 20 years or so. But now what are they planning to do with it?
It is making a big change to its Pirates of the Caribbean ride. A scene that depicts women on the auction block is being replaced when the ride closes for routine maintenance next year. Disneyland will instead install a scene that shows people lined up to surrender their valuables to the pirates. The tall redheaded woman
that makes
from
no
the
sense.
Ride auction will remain in the new scene, but now as a rifle-toting pirate. Arr.
Oh, Jesus, Harold Green, you're way too old to be doing that kind of shit. So, they're making the redhead in the original auction scene into a pirate that's holding a gun. Well, gee, that's more politically correct now, isn't it? Put a gun in her hand. It's the redhead that was about to be auctioned. Well, she's now a pirate. That makes no sense. And instead of an auction, people are just there to surrender their loot to her. She's the head pirate now. Yeah, that's how it happened back then. Jesus fucking Christ! Can we stop changing history because it's not politically correct?
Because people are sensitive. Oh my God, look how they're treating women.
It was historically accurate. Hey, the kids are getting a history lesson here. Now what are they going to learn? Well, the head pirate's really a woman. Yeah, that's how it happened back then. They allowed that to happen, sure. Oh my God. You know, thanks, feminism. Thanks, political correctness. Ruin another childhood memory. Well, I'd be a lot more upset if I actually went to Disneyland. I wasn't even aware that they changed it in 2006 to put fucking movie characters in there. Like, who would even care? The movie was based on the ride, not the other way around. Watch, I'll bet next year they're going to take the gun out of her hand, right? I'll bet you that's going to happen. Somebody's going to see that, and somebody's going to complain. Well, why is she holding a gun? Never mind, the pirates all have guns and cannons, but the woman one, no, she might hurt herself. Make me the president. Just make me the president for one day. I will only say one sentence to the American people, and it's this. Shut the fuck up. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's right. G'd up from the feet up. You dig? BigAngryPhil.com is the official site, BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook and you're sick of everybody giving their thoughts and prayers to everybody, or telling stupid kids that they're brave, fuck that. Come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like it, follow it, do it. Follow me on Twitter, at the Big Angry Phil. SoundCloud, Big Angry Phil. Show can be heard on TuneIn, Big Angry Phil podcast. Instagram, Big Angry Phil. And this and this and that and that. You do. Make sure you keep subscribing to the Tom Likas Show. TomEverywhere.com. Get to the app. And then bring your ass on over to the Gary and Dino Show. GaryandDino.com. Well, that's it from me. I'm a bounce. Till next week. See ya.